Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a few minutes, we're going to hear an excerpt from another talk show, this one in Indiana, Kokomo, Indiana, Peter Heck, H-E-C-K. He talks about the personhood movement out of Denver, Colorado, and I think you'll be fascinated. But before we play you the sound from his radio show, and he's a bona fide talk show host out there, been on the air for some years, some hours each day, weekdays, Monday through Friday. But before we do that, a couple notes. You're invited to go to Montana. Remember American Right to Life's road trip to Billings. So you're invited to hop on board the American Right to Life road trip to Billings, Montana, and join Cal Zastro, Jason Troyer, me, Bob Enyart, other pro-life leaders are headed out on a road trip from Denver to Billings, or you can go from wherever you are, and if you can't drive, certainly you can fly, to support the troops as local residents collect signatures for Montana's personhood amendment at 49 polling places around Billings, Montana, at the largest city in the state of Montana. 49 polling places where the human life amendment effort has permission to be in the polling places gathering signatures, and American Right to Life is hosting this road trip to support them, for volunteers to go up together and be an encouragement and help the local folks get signatures. And that's June 2nd, Monday, 7:30 in the morning. The caravan is leaving from downtown Denver and will return late Wednesday. So you're invited to hop on board and drive or fly to Billings to volunteer all day Tuesday, June 3rd, by supporting this vital collection of signatures. Okay, what else is in the news? Oh, yeah, in England, this is fascinating science news. Lord willing, this Friday, we'll have a Real Science Friday episode with Fred Williams in studio. But in England, they are getting ready next month to start running this massive science experiment, a particle accelerator. In Europe, they have this physics laboratory called CERN, C-E-R-N, and they have built what is now the biggest, most powerful, high-energy particle accelerator ever built. What does that mean? Not everybody follows science, right? That means that they're going to speed up neutrons, protons in this case. They're going to speed up protons, hydrogen protons, and whiz them around at near the speed of light in opposite directions. And then they're going to bend their trajectory with superconducting magnets, and they're going to smash them together. Now, why are they doing that? Well, according to this AFP article, they're hoping to throw light on the origins of the universe within a month. Huh? I thought they already knew how that happened. I thought they already knew how the universe started. It's funny. Every time they make a discovery or they think they're going to make a discovery, they say, perhaps this will throw light on the origins of the universe. And at all other times, they say, we know how the universe started. They don't know. It's a wild guess, and it's incorrect. So tune in to Real Science Friday for fascinating discussion of evolution, creation, origins, the Big Bang, and so on. Okay. So, and also look forward to the news out of the CERN in Europe. This is a fascinating experiment. Just, it's great to do. It's good to get hard, raw data and make careful scientific observations. And these overwhelmingly support the young earth creation by God of our world and life on earth and our universe. Okay. Also, there's an American, retired U.S. Navy officer in Florida, Claremont, Florida, and his homeowners association is not allowing him to fly the American flag on a pole in his front yard. It's despicable, isn't it? I mean, homeowners associations, obviously they have the right to make up the rules the way they want them to, but that doesn't mean they're not inane and despicable. And these guys are despicable, so this guy's fighting it. He said, I'm fighting it. I'm not going to back down. So pretty cool for him and pretty absurd. For his name is Jimmy Watkins. Jimmy Watkins. And what a shame that homeowners associations could be so inane. Okay. Peter Heck is a talk show host in Kokomo, Indiana. He's on a significant radio station there 5 days a week. He's been on for at least, what, a few years or more. And 5 days a week for a few hours, Monday through Friday each day. And the day after Colorado turned in 131,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office here to get a personhood amendment on the ballot in November, Peter Heck, H-E-C-K, and that's his website, peterheck.com, he did a segment of his radio program on this, so I'd like you to hear it. It's just tremendous. I think the audio quality is, it's okay. I think we'll be able to hear it, and it gets a little better after the first half a minute or so. So let's listen to talk show host Peter Heck from Indiana.
Welcome back here to the Peter Heck Radio Show. Again, our phone number, 455-1333. If you're interested in being on the show, 455-1333. Yesterday on the program, we had a call from Michael at the end of the show. Michael talking about the personhood movement and the fact that out in Colorado, for the first time in any state in 40 years, boxes of notarized signatures were handed to the Colorado Secretary of State to get on the statewide November ballot to protect unborn children. It's called the personhood movement. This is the what I believe is the face, the new face of the pro-life movement. National Right to Life, the organization that has fought courageously through the years to make a difference and attempt to slow the practice of abortion. Initially, it started off the intent to end the practice of abortion. It's kind of morphed through time into one that is looking for restrictions and a piecemeal approach to it. There's a branch that broke off in Colorado that some people in National Right to Life have criticized because they call them purists. But this group in Colorado formed an organization called American Right to Life. And American Right to Life says it's time for a new strategy in the pro-life movement. My friends, how many children were aborted last year? Millions. Right here in this country. That law has been in effect since 1973. 35 years. With all due respect, and there is a lot of respect due to the leaders of the National Right to Life movement, in 35 years, this is the progress we've made, that millions of children were killed last year on the altar of convenience. Let's get serious. The strategy is not working. I'm not saying that saving one life, saving two lives isn't significant, isn't important. Do I support ultrasound bills? Sure, I do. Do I want a partial birth abortion ban? Sure, I do. Do I want to see parental notification? Sure, I do. But do you know what the extra clause is on the end of all of those laws? You know what the extra phrase is that is attached to the end of all of those laws that we seek to pass? The phrase that goes along at the end is, and then you can kill the child. Well, we got to have parental notification, and then you can kill the child. Well, you've got to turn the baby in such a way that it stays in the womb when you perform a partial birth abortion, and then you can kill the child. We've got to have ultrasounds in all of these hospitals and all these abortion clinics that women can see, and then you can kill the child. For any person who considers themselves pro-life, that is unacceptable. And then you can kill the baby, and then you can kill the child, is not something that we should be heralding. It's not something that we should be trumpeting. Not if we stand for life. American Right to Life has taken a pretty bold stance on this. In fact, they've gone after some of the legal counsel for National Right to Life. People like James Bopp, who, if you really want to look at it, President Reagan agreed in 1981 he would sign a federal personhood piece of legislation, and James Bopp opposed that effort because he said he wanted it to be a states' rights approach. And James Bopp is one of the leading counsel for National Right to Life. So what is this personhood movement? Personhood movement finds a loophole in the Roe v. Wade ruling. When Harry Blackmun wrote the ruling in 1973, the terrible law that is Roe v. Wade, he left a giant loophole. He left a giant, gaping Achilles heel. There is a huge, gaping hole in the armor of the abortion movement. Harry Blackmun wrote, in the opinion, that if personhood was established, in other words, we believed as a society that what was in the womb was actually a human being, was actually a person, then Blackmun wrote, of course, the argument for abortion implodes. It falls apart. It doesn't exist. There is no right to abortion, not if it's a human being, because you can never justify murder. And if that's a human being, that's what it is. So for 35 years, I believe the pro-life movement, even though they originally set out in an attempt to establish personhood rights, we took a sidetrack somewhere. We fell off the deep end somewhere. And we started accepting the notion that, we just have to try to restrict it and change hearts and minds. You know, when they outlawed lynching, it didn't change every heart and mind. When they outlawed slavery, it didn't change every heart and mind. But they did it anyway. Why? Because it was necessary to protect human life. My friends, I'm not concerned about... I mean, ultimately, I would love to see every heart and every mind changed. But when it comes to defending the absolute moral principle that every human being has the unalienable right to live, something that is that's inscribed in the Declaration of Independence, something that is implicit in the Constitution of the United States, one of the core fundamental principles of this great country, to me, there's no compromise on this. We pass a law to protect life. And that should be the goal. And this personhood movement has been started or restarted, kickstarted by American Right to Life, and they are seeking to do this state by state by state. And out in Colorado, they didn't have the support of enough legislators. Now they've gotten legislative support, but they didn't have enough to go through it that way. They went out and collected signatures. It was required to get 76,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. They collected 131,245. They surpassed the amount they needed. They almost doubled it by 55,000 signatures. You see, my friends, when people understand the issue, people understand it's necessary and it's right to protect human life. What is that in the womb if it's not a person? And the approach that the Right to Life movement has taken over the course of the last couple decades, it is ineffective at best. It's complicit at worst. I want to read you a quote from Justice Antonin Scalia, a justice that when I was in When I was in my graduate school over at Ball State, I took a judicial branch class. Loved that class. And we had to come up with our all-star Supreme Court. I know you're all sitting out there saying, boy, whoo, that sounds like fun. It was like a fantasy draft for Supreme Court members. And I put Scalia on my court. I want to read to you a quote of a man that I have a great deal of respect for in Antonin Scalia. February 4th, 2002, at a Pew Forum, he said this, quote, "I will strike down Roe versus Wade, but I will also strike down a law that is the opposite of Roe versus Wade. One side wants no state to be able to prohibit abortion, and the other one wants every state to have to prohibit abortion, and they're both wrong." With incredible due respect to Justice Scalia, he's wrong. I know. What a pompous, arrogant statement for a high school teacher and a radio talk show host in central Indiana to say about someone as esteemed and as accomplished as Justice Scalia. And trust me, nobody in the world knows how completely out of my league I am in taking on somebody like Justice Scalia. But I'll do it anyway. Justice Scalia is wrong. And I think Justice Scalia could be told why he's wrong. Because Justice Scalia recognizes natural law. Justice Scalia understands there is moral truth. And whereas Justice Scalia has amazing, amazing insight and esteem for the Constitution, Justice Scalia knows, and he's simply forgotten when he makes a statement like this, that the Constitution is not the final authority. At least it wasn't to the Founding Fathers. Because they wrote in the Constitution that no one can be deprived of their life. They wrote in the Declaration of Independence that life is an inalienable right that must be defended. Scalia's forgotten. And too many in the pro-life movement have forgotten. The ultimate question is simply this. Is the human being in the womb a human being? With as complicated as what we make the abortion issue, that's it, right there, in a nutshell. That's the only question that has to be asked. At least I believe that's the only question that has to be asked, because I look at the folks out there that disagree with me on abortion, and I know them, a lot of them, and I know that these are not people that would ever justify murder. They're not people who want to go out and kill people. Which means the simple question that is at the heart of the abortion issue is the one that, unbelievably, forgive us God, the pro-life movement has not been paying attention to for the last decade. The most critical, most fundamental, most important, most vital, most pivotal issue at stake in the abortion debate is the one that the Right to Life cause has been ignoring. And the abortion movement has been thankful that they have. And that is exactly what American Right to Life is addressing. The most pivotal issue is that a person? My friends, that is the future of the pro-life movement. Establishing in every state laws, every state legal code, every state constitution, in the national law code, and in the national constitution, that every human being, every person, must be given the full protection of the law. Because until we do it, we're violating the Declaration of Independence, we're violating the Constitution of the United States, and more importantly, we're violating the moral law that was the root of this civilization. My hat is off to the folks out at American Right to Life. And keep your eyes on Colorado. Keep your eyes on what happens in Colorado. Because I don't think that this movement is going to stay focused right there. you're looking at the future, the pro-life cause. And those who have been reaping the benefits over at Planned Parenthood, better fear.
And that's Peter Heck on Kokomo, Indiana's WIOU AM 1350. And it's, of course, rewarding, thrilling, encouraging every time American Rights Alive, Colorado Rights Alive, any of the personhood groups in the state of Colorado, especially the campaign here, Colorado for Equal Rights, CER, Christy Burton's group, every time any of those groups hear about pro-lifers from across the country who are catching the vision of the personhood movement, it is so rewarding and so encouraging. You could feel free to call in and give us your thoughts. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. I'm excited that Montana still has a hat in the ring for this year. It's possible. They have another month to go. And with their effort, in a way, it's a little more organized than in Colorado. As they collect signatures, they go into the Secretary of State, actually their county officials, county by county, and they go online, and you know exactly how many valid signatures you have and how many more you need and where you need them. And in some counties, they'll need another 38 signatures. And so volunteers can help folks from Montana go door to door, 38 homes in a certain county, and get those signatures, turn them in, get them verified, go to the next county. Well, Billings, Montana, they need thousands of signatures from Billings. And who's going to vote Tuesday, June 3rd? It's registered Montana voters. And those are the people, so they're pre-qualified. And a good chunk of those people are going to be conservatives. They're going to be pro-lifers, and they will be eager, just like in Colorado. They will be thrilled, eager to sign this personhood amendment effort for Montana. So American Rights Alive decided to have their first ever American Rights Alive road trip, this one to Billings, Montana. And they're caravan is leaving downtown Denver Monday, June 2nd at 7:30 in the morning. And it'll be a big day of work on Tuesday, June 3rd, when Montana's voters are coming out to their polling places for their primary. It's going to be significant. And you could have a part in it. If you can go, then call American Rights Alive, 888-888-ARTL. That's their phone number. So easy to remember. If you can't sleep in the middle of the night some night, you wake up, you get up, dial 1-888-888-ARTL, say, and leave a message. Say, hey, I heard on Bob and Yurt Live I can make a donation to fight child killing here, and so I want to give you my name and phone number. Please call me back. 1-888-888-ARTL. So easy. And you could call it now, and you could do one of three things. You could say, I'd like to go to Billings, Montana. I want to reserve a spot on the road trip out of Denver. That'd be great. Or I live in another state, another city, and I'm going to meet you guys in Billings, Montana, Monday night, Tuesday morning. Or I can't go, but I'd like to buy a tank of gas or sponsor someone to go in my place. So if you can buy a tank of gas, $80. Hey, that's a deal these days now. We got minivans going. Minivans. This is a caravan of minivans. So $80 for a tank of gas or $100 to sponsor someone to go in your place. And you could call American Right to Life, 1-888-888-ARTL. And if you reach them, great. If you don't, please leave your name and number, and they'll call you back for a credit card number, or you could send in, of course, a check. Or you can PayPal. You could send via PayPal, I believe. So there's all kinds of ways to send in your donation to American Right to Life. So that's for this road trip coming up in what? In a week from yesterday. Whoa, That's going to be great. They're voting a week from today. And, of course, the Democrats will be – the Democrats vote also June 3rd in Montana. And Hillary, she has her lightning strike hope for why she's staying in the race. So they'll be out, those who advocate child killing. But pro-lifers, Christians, will be out also. So it'll be a great day. Okay. Now, China, they've had their horrendous earthquake in China. And this story, you know, child killing affects all aspects of life. And the earthquake has affected China's law. So officials in the Chengdu province, they have announced that they're going to allow some parents to have another child. If your child was killed in the earthquake, you can apply for a waiver, for an exception to the one-child policy, and you perhaps will be granted legal permission to have another child. And just saying those words shows how wickedly despicable Planned Parenthood is. Planned Parenthood International for years has given millions of dollars to China's population control program, which has nothing to do with pro-choice. It robs millions of women of their choice to have a child and forces them to abort, forces them. It's just so utterly murderous and despicable. And it does expose the lie of the ACLU and Planned Parenthood and the Democratic National Committee. And in fact, a lot of the Republicans and the media, and that they're not up in arms that China forces millions of women to have abortions. In fact, they help. NPR, National Public Radio, did a show this weekend, interviewed about 10 Chinese students, college students, and they asked them, do you have a sibling? Are you a single child? And they went around the room and they said, no sibling, no brother, no sister, no, only child. And they asked, what did you think about that? And one of the kids said, growing up, I wondered, why can't I have a brother or sister? Why? It's not right. And of course, that's the wickedness of China and America being complicit in China's forced abortion. So they said in some places, families are permitted to have more than one child if the first is a girl in some rural areas. And think of all the millions of forced abortions and the infanticide, especially of young girls. And now there are millions of Chinese men who can't get married because tens of millions of girls have been aborted and killed, more so than boys. What a disaster. What wickedness. Our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha.